haven't completely gone through them all yet, which is one of the things we hope to do with this this project. We think we have about 15,000 pages spanning from the early 60s to the early 70s. And how it would work, I mean, there were, you know, several dozen major systems in the Saturn V rocket and other rockets and hundreds of subsystems. And each of the project managers would send a note to Dr. Von Braun every week on what they did that week. And Von Braun would read them over the weekend and handwrite his thoughts on them and send them back. And they'd be posted around the offices. And that's more or less how the Saturn V project was managed.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of email and wikis back then, I suppose.
Well, certainly not.
And so these are handwritten notes, and you think there might be 15,000 pages. What do you envision? How do you start with something like that?
Well, that's one of the reasons we're asking for help. We do rocket ships, but this isn't necessarily our area of expertise.
And so what is your system for asking? How are you reaching out to other federal agencies or to the public? Who is it you want to get advice from?
Well, right now we're asking anybody and everybody. I've gotten emails so far from federal agencies, from historians, from members of the general public who have seen this sort of thing done on a smaller scale. A lot of genealogical research is done the same way. So we're hoping to take a lot of their best practices and make sure we come out with a good product on the end.
And so these notes, again, are all handwritten, not typewritten.
Well, the pages that the project manager sent to Von Braun were typewritten, and he handwrote his notes. So it's a bit of a challenge because you have typewritten, and then sometimes he wrote over top of the text, sometimes he would cross things out. So it's going to be a challenge to pull out the data we're looking for. There's a lot of great lessons learned on, you know, what worked, what didn't work, that NASA really doesn't want to forget.
I suppose you can learn a lot from what was crossed out as well as what was written in.
Indeed, but it does make it a challenge for a computer to go ahead and read that for us.
I was going to say you can't really feed those through a scanner and convert it to text that way if there's all this scribbling all over the place.
Exactly.
And just a little bit of history here. This was specifically the project to develop the Saturn V rocket.
And the bulk of them from towards the end of the 60s are for the Saturn V. Earlier than that, there are different rockets like the Redstone and things like that. But to be honest, we're not entirely sure what's in these notes. We're really looking forward to finding out.
We're talking with Jacob Keaton, the program analyst for NASA Space Operations. And so with this estimated 15,000 pages, are they in boxes? I mean, nobody's really looked. Are they in notebooks? What physical form are they in now?
At the moment, we have them in two forms. They're in boxes at the National Archives in Morrow, Georgia. But NASA also, after we realized they were there in fall of 2007, some of our historians at Marshall Space Flight Center scanned them all. So we do have a digital copy of all of them. That's a varying quality, though. So it's possible we may need to rescan them.
Well, it seems like you could have your own stimulus program, just hiring typists to maybe, you know, just keyboard them in page by page.
We'll have
take
to
a few hundred of them.
For that.
So that's not in the cards, I guess, huh?
It depends on, you know, what people come back with and what we think the best way to really get the information out of these is.
Now, these Redstone rockets and the Saturn rockets, these have historical significance to the United States because those are the platforms that really put the nation in space in the years. It was not, I guess it's too early to say after World War II, but certainly in the late 50s and early 60s. And so do you feel there are engineering and scientific lessons to be learned from some of that early thinking as well?
There definitely are. You know, the laws of physics haven't changed. And the reason the Saturn V was successful, you know, there are reasons they did what they did that we may not necessarily have remembered going forward. And we want to make sure we capture all of that. And obviously, it was a very successful program. We put men on the moon with it. And so we want to make sure we don't repeat any mistakes they may have made.
Well, this must be especially important now because the federal government is trying to develop a launch vehicle to put human beings back in space in the post-shuttle era, and there's some controversy over whether the military-style rockets are safe enough and they shake and so forth to put people there. And so this new program coming along, maybe that you could get some information and insight in time to apply there. Would that be a fair statement?
That's what we're hoping. The rocket they're talking about building that will actually take men all the way back to the moon will be the largest rocket since the Saturn V.
And just
anywhere.
But you have blueprints for the Saturn V. Why not just build some new copies of that?
Well, there's more computing power in my cell phone now than they had on the Saturn V, so I think we can probably update their design a little bit.
We can do better. So what do you plan to hire a contractor to get at these Von Braun notes? What's the strategy for taking in all this information, and then what will you do with it?
Well, potentially. I mean, we're really just waiting to see what the public suggests. If there's something we can do for little or no cost, if someone wants to do this, you know, as some sort of group sharing sort of thing, we're open to that. If someone comes in with a great proposal, says, here's a company that does this, you know, then we'll issue a request for proposals and actually look to hire a contractor. But at the moment, we really have no set expectations on how this will be done.
Well, you might have some smart model rocketry club out there that would want to take it on as volunteers, but I mean, it's likely that this would be a university or academic type of project.
Right, and it requires some subject area knowledge, because there are all the papers are loaded with acronyms and technical data that a layperson might not necessarily get.
And what about the successors and heirs of Dr. Von Braun? Are they involved at all? Does he have heirs and successors that have any kind of claim on these notes?
Actually, I work with one of his proteges, I suppose you would say. He's an older gentleman. He tells some very interesting stories about Dr. Von Braun. He's been taking a close interest in this.
Well, he's a legendary figure, I think, both in terms of personality and science, from what we understand.
Certainly.
So, where do we go from here? What's your next step?
Well, the request for information is open until the end of August, so I encourage anyone who's listening and has any ideas on how we might do this to go ahead and look that up on the Internet. And at the end of August, we'll take everything the public has given us and sort through it, and hopefully there'll be something in there that tells us the best way to go forward with this information, because there's a lot of stuff in here that our engineers and scientists at NASA today could really use, and potentially elsewhere around the government and the nation, too.